Are you an entrepreneur or a small business owner? Or is your target audience entrepreneurs or business owners? Then we definitely have a spot for you. Become an advertiser or an actual guest on our podcast. We are Stubby Forum and we'd love to have you a part of our team. Send an email to info@entrepreneurshiphappens.com and we'll get right back to you and get you all scheduled and on our list. See you then.
Welcome to Entrepreneur Shit Happens, where we discuss everything from the good to the bad to the ugly in your entrepreneurial journey. This week, we'll be talking to Brenda Boyle, the founder of Fireheart Coaching and Consulting. And she'll be talking to us about how she aligns the company's core values and a positive team building culture to create a cohesive corporate infrastructure. Also, do not forget to like, subscribe, and share on all of our social media platforms. And without further ado, let's get into it.
IRS notices can be intimidating, but waiting to act could cost you your valuable taxpayer rights. Don't try to handle the IRS alone. These agents are trained to track you into agreements designed to collect as much money as possible. Don't pay thousands of dollars to a marketing company claiming to be a tax resolution firm. Get behind the shield. The enrolled agents at Elite 8 Tax and Financial Services are experts at tax resolution, protecting taxpayers' rights, and are federally licensed to represent taxpayers before the IRS. Elite 8 Tax and Financial Services has the knowledge, skill, and experience to assist you with audit representation, liens, levies, offers in compromise, innocent spouse relief, wage garnishment, back taxes, and more. Don't lose sleep, time, or your rights as a taxpayer. Make your appointment today at elite8financial.com to schedule a consultation and get the IRS off your back. Get behind the shield.
Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Do us a favor and let our listeners know who you are and what do you do.
Sure thing. Hi, everybody. My name is Brenda Boyle, and I'm a values-based leadership coach and consultant. So I've founded a company called Fireheart Coaching and Consulting, and I work with leaders who really care about taking care of their people at work and who want to walk the walk of their values. So if they say they care about something like transparency, it's not just a word on the website or on the door or Zoom background.
I love that. Okay.
So Brenda, why did you become an entrepreneur?
It's honestly a little bit of a mixed bag, a little planning and a little bit of circumstance slash a situation that happened. So I started my company when I was in grad school for organizational development and leadership because I was loving the curriculum and wanted to test the assumption, hey, you know, I'm thinking I want to do this full time once I graduate, but I'm not sure. So let me try to do some practice on the side. And as a grad student, make some extra money. Then once I got my degree, I was recruited for a role that ended up not working out or being the best fit. So then I unexpectedly found myself with the gift of time, AKA being unemployed.
I love that description.
Thank you. And so I thought, you know, I'd always figured the end goal would be to be my own boss. I thought that would be several years from now, but now I find myself in this situation of not having work, but I know I can make work for myself. I've been doing that little by little. So let me see if I can grow that. And so that was in April of 2022, just a little over a year ago. And so that's when I really tried to do everything full time.
Okay. Awesome. So tell us, what do you love most about being an entrepreneur?
I love that I can work with the people I want to work with. The folks who are very much aligned with what I care about, you know, being a values-driven, authentic leader at work, people who care about their employees, that's definitely number one. I think number two for me, and I've had a lot of conversations with friends about this, is as someone who cares a lot about the work they do, when I was working for other folks, I could find myself being sucked into the internal politics, the office dramas, and like, we need to do this, or this is what should be done. And that's really emotionally taxing. So honestly, mm-hmm. being able to come in and support folks as a consultant or a coach has been great for my mental health. It's definitely a different kind of stress being an entrepreneur, right. but that's right. been a really good trade-off for me.
I can see okay. that. I can see
okay.
that.
Okay. So what do you find most challenging about the, like being an entrepreneur then?
So many decisions about so many things. I think when I was working for a 9-to-5, it would be, you know, this is my role, this is my lane, like this is my area of control. And owning your own business, you control everything. You could be making decisions about what social media platforms do I want to be on, what do I want my website to look like, or tagline, you know, who is my ideal customer client? As I get feedback, do I want to change some of my offerings, or do I want to niche down and really specialize in one thing? And so the biggest challenge for me is just the volume of decisions that you mm-hmm. encounter on a daily basis.
I can see that. One thing that you mentioned that I think is important for people to realize is we do have control over certain things, but when we first become an entrepreneur, we think about, well, you know, social media, everybody says you should be on here, everybody says you should be on there, and we realize we let go of some of our control, so to speak, because we're so excited to get started, or in some cases, if, like you say, we lost a job or whatever, we need the money for our livelihood. So we're like listening to everybody and everything, and we're not actually taking control of those choices until we realize, wait a minute, not all of my clients are on everything. I don't need to be on TikTok, you know, or I actually need to be on LinkedIn, or just things of that nature. You know what I'm saying? We have a lot of control, but when we first start, we don't really, like, we don't think about it. Like, we let the control go, and we just, like, shiny object syndrome. We're grabbing everything and trying to do all the things. And like you said, if you focus down on who your audience is, and that may change over the time, we more so have a scope. And that's how you avoid burnout as well, you know, because if you're like trying to be everywhere and do it, managing social media alone, that's why it's an actual job.
Yes.
You know? So I think that's important for us to realize, especially when you start out, is that you have the control. You don't have to be on everything. You don't have to post everywhere. You don't, you know?
Yes, I love that so much, because I think that was one of the biggest lessons probably in my first 6 months of running my business full time and getting burnt out and being like, you know, I don't have to work 12-hour days. Part of the reason I wanted to run my own business was to be able to have a more flexible schedule. And so where do I want to be? What do I want to be doing? And I think part of the journey is, I call it the throwing spaghetti against the wall phase. Let me just try all the things, put all the things out there.
And see what sticks.
Yeah, both what do I like, what's resonating with me as sort of the entrepreneur, and what do others respond to? And then where is there a match? But also it's okay to say, even if folks are responding to this, for whatever reason, it doesn't work for me in this moment. And so to your point again, like, you get to control the pieces that you focus on, and it doesn't have to be all of the things.
Right. Yeah, and I had to do that as a graphic designer. You know, at one point in time, I was doing like anytime somebody wanted a business card, anytime somebody wanted a flyer, which is fine. That's some people's business model. But for me, I get the most joy when I am doing branding. So that's what my focus is. And so that's what I offer now is if you want an individual business card, I'm not the girl. But if you need from start to finish, that's what I'll do. You know what I'm saying? Because I love layout design. I love coordinating and all that stuff. So that is, you actually do grow into that. Absolutely. Absolutely. So let me ask a question. How has your entrepreneurship impacted your relationships with your family and friends? Has it impacted it positively or negatively? People think you're crazy or are you getting support? We get mixed responses there. So it's always good to know.
Yes. Yes to the mixed responses, but I would say majority positive, I think, especially with friends. And it has been so helpful to have their support and encouragement, especially, I think, you know, I definitely went through a sort of what am I doing moment a few months into the journey. And I found it helpful to pretend that the roles were reversed sometimes when I got discouraged, like, oh, my friend so-and-so believes in me. I think she could also run her own business, start her own thing right now. I would totally support that, have full faith and confidence in that. Why is it so much harder to have that faith and confidence in myself? So let me just pretend I'm supporting myself as a friend almost. I will say in terms of, you know, romantic partnerships, for a while I was just so focused on trying to build my business. Eventually I had some conversations with Mina, you know, hey Brenda, I feel like I'm getting your leftovers. And that was real. So again, going back to how can I root myself in why am I doing this? It's so I can have the kind of life that I want. And that includes quality time with my people. So if I'm not aligned, if the way I'm building this business isn't aligned with those core goals and values, then something needs to change. I need to adjust. So both, I share those examples as, you know, a positive and then also a learning point that I encountered.
Oh, absolutely. And you kind of jump one of our questions that we ask about relationships. Do you find some people find that it's better to be in a relationship with another entrepreneur because they understand that grind and that hustle? And then some people are like, well, no, it's better to not, because the other person has the stability. Entrepreneurship, we do not have stability. But although the pandemic has shown that nobody has stability, but still, which how do you maneuver that in a relationship, especially not having being with another entrepreneur?
Gosh, that's such a great question. I think for me, because I'm not currently taking care of others, you know, kids or aging parents, my fiance is also an entrepreneur. And so for us, we are able to tolerate the risks and the lack of stability both of us are taking. We phrase it as, you know, right now we're betting on ourselves to see if we can set up a real strong foundation for when we have kids, for when we're taking care of folks and things like that. I think if your life circumstances are different, maybe you do need a partner who provides more stability. I will also say it's been great to have somebody who understands the different journeys of, you know, trying to get new clients, building a referral pipeline, like building your brand. And at the same time, I think another lesson we had to learn is we don't approach that the same way. And so for me, my partner has been an entrepreneur for many, many years. For me, it was my first sort of foray into the world. And so he would give advice or recommend certain things. And I go, okay, yeah. But it wouldn't really land. And then I would go to him 4 months later and go, Did you know?
Go back.
Uh-uh. Like, just let me show some receipts. Like, we had this conversation a few months ago. And so I think, you know, just understanding we all learn at our own speeds and approach work a little differently.
Well, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Okay. So what's one thing that you know now, besides trusting your fiance, that wish you knew back in the day that could help you out?
That's a really great question. And I would say, for me, the entrepreneurship journey has been, it's a trade-off of stresses. You know, I think work will always have stress associated with it. Which kind of stress do I want to pick? And I think especially during early and tough moments of building my business, if I had known that insight back then, it may have provided me with some more comfort, or yes, this is stressful, but I'm choosing this because I don't want that other kind of stress that I've experienced before.
Right. Yeah, it's crazy. It's like you said about the 12-hour days and stuff like that. We leave a 40-hour a week job to work 80 hours for ourselves, but it's different. It is so different, and you control it and everything like that. So it's totally different. So yeah, I understand that. So let us know, what is the worst thing that's happened to you so far on your journey, and how did you bounce back from it?
I think the worst thing so far probably has been, honestly, going into debt. Another sort of bit of real talk. I opened a credit card that had a long period of, you know, 0% interest, and I'm slowly chipping away at that. I'm glad that I invested in that, and at the same time, and I needed that in order just to pay bills during the initial startup period. But that has been a significant source of stress. And so I think, I don't know exactly what I would have done differently. Maybe it would be like, let me approach building the business more in a part-time structure and get a part-time job, so then I wouldn't necessarily have to deal with that. So I just, you know, want to be transparent about that, because it's not like, oh, immediately overnight, you know, or even within a few months, all of a sudden your income has doubled, or all the things you see on social media.
Right, exactly. These
five steps and you'll make six figures in 2 weeks. Like, no.
And no drugs involved.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. And that's true. And people don't talk about that. Oh, well, I started business with no money. Not necessarily. So there is a lot of information there. Thank you for being honest about that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so on the flip side, what's the best thing that's transpired since you've been an entrepreneur?
I think I love being able to be in charge of my own schedule and not have to ask somebody else for permission to work from a different location, be in a different time zone, you know, get my hair cut in the middle of the day if I want to. I feel much less tethered and have been able to have some really great experiences that I think I would have worried about, you know, is it okay to ask for this? Will this be approved? Can I spend my time in this manner? And so to get to choose that has been such a beautiful gift.
I understand that. It's like when I get to go to the nail salon or get my hair done, it's like, it feels, during the day, it feels like such a boss move. And, you know, somebody emails me, I'm like, whatever, I'll get to it when I'm done. Or depending upon the client, if I'm really close to them or whatever, I'm like, girl, I'm in the salon right now. So it just feels so free. I understand that. How about any crazy situations? Have you ran into any crazy coaching clients that is like, where did they come from?
I think so far, it's been more so people who have found me on LinkedIn and then start to send some strange messages. I will also say I had my first internet troll a few months ago who saw something on LinkedIn, and my website has a general, you know, send us a message and it will shoot me an email. And just saying very misogynistic things. And I think that was just interesting because part of me was like, I've made it. I have a troll, you know, on the humorous side. And part of me was like, gosh, why would somebody spend their time doing this? Should I respond to it? Should I not? And then, you know, I think that goes back to the concept of choice we were talking about earlier. It's sort of if somebody sends a strange message or is just kind of messing around or whatnot, it's like, all right, and thank you, goodbye, block, etc. thankfully those have all been strangers, not clients. The clients have been amazing. Okay.
great.
All right, so we got to know, what is currently on your musical playlist?
So in the season of wedding planning, lots of what song should we play on the DJ? My fiance is Puerto Rican, so a lot of salsa music. Also a lot of Ray LaMontagne. He's very like acoustic romantic kind of songs, and so I find that very calming and soothing, you know, to have beautiful acoustic guitar and someone saying, I could hold you in my arms forever. And then I'm
Oh, that's cute. So what motivates you on the daily? What helps you keep going?
Because I've experienced how powerful of an impact one leader can have for the good or for the negative, what motivates me is like, I get to spend my day talking with leaders who really care about doing a good job and taking care of their people. And in tough moments, like a merger acquisition, when everything's going bonkers and there's so much change, then we say we stand for these values. How do we make sure we stand true to those? And to know that their choices and the decisions they make that we work on together hopefully help alleviate some stress or benefit the employees that they're leading, just that makes me really happy, just to know there are such great people out there who really care and who are really trying to be the best leaders that they can be. And so that brings me so much joy to be able to connect with them on a daily basis.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Okay. So how do you manage feelings of like self-doubt or imposter syndrome? Like when you're sitting there and you're like, this is not coming together. Like, how do you push through that?
Community, for sure. I think I joined a group of other women entrepreneurs, mostly based in the Denver area, and we were all in similar stages. And so being able to have those connections and conversations of celebrations, frustrations, imposter syndromes. And now we have more casual meetups, or the other week one of them texted me and was like, I just increased my prices, but I'm feeling kind of weird about it. But I think, you know, my time is worth this. What should I do? And to have people who understand the context that you're in as an entrepreneur and who you can turn to for support, you know, podcasts like this just having a conversation so you can feel understood and validated and supported. So that aspect of community is huge.
I love that. Yeah, but pricing is a big deal. Pricing, we always think, you know, especially if you have a coach and they're like, raise your price, you're like, But, you know, it's funny. I actually had one time, I actually had a third party tell me to raise my pricing for one of my packages. And I was like, okay, I'm listening, you know, because we just, there's books out there, but there's no real guide. Like, and then especially when it comes to specifically what you do and how you do it and everything. So pricing is always a big thing for us. So I'm glad you mentioned that. So here's the question for you. What makes an entrepreneur successful? And at this point in time, do you consider yourself successful?
I think what makes an entrepreneur successful is simply showing up and bit by bit, just chipping away and understanding, having the grace to understand it doesn't all happen overnight. And so by that definition, I would say I'm successful. From a business standpoint, I'd be like, I want to be more successful. But the way I've been phrasing it is, you know, it's been a year now trying to do this, or actually doing this full time. And I'm not done yet. I'm learning so much. I can very clearly see progress. Hey, this happened in this quarter. Last quarter, I was like learning this. And so as long as I just keep seeing that rate of progress and feel like I'm chipping away, taking those steps forward, for me, that's success. Beyond like having basic living expenses covered. That was my first goal. So it's like, okay,
Right. What's good that you look at it from bit by bit, because a lot of times we beat ourselves up because we're looking at the bigger picture, the bigger goal, that finish line, whereas it's more of a relay, you know what I'm saying? We gotta allow ourselves to embrace and enjoy the small wins, you know, so that's good.
Definitely. And I think off of that point earlier, we were talking about community and how supportive they are. I will also say the element of comparison and even jealousy with fellow entrepreneurs, I think, is another very real thing. And so being able to understand everyone's doing their own journey in their own way, and there's a whole context outside of work. And so, you know, your success doesn't have to look like somebody else's success. Right. The important thing is knowing how you define that for yourself.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. So, first of all, do you have a mentor or coach? And how important do you think a mentor coach would be as far as the success of your journey?
I do have a mentor and coach. Her name is Rachel. And I think I would definitely not be where I am today without her, or have learned so much so quickly. I think being able to connect with somebody who's done what you're trying to do is really important. I found for me, it's easier to connect with other entrepreneurs in my own stage, or sort of own, I guess stage, and that has its own value. But in terms of learning, of having someone else talk to you about, you need to raise your prices, or like, how are you spending your time? What are your priorities? Like, pick one, maybe two, you know, to really help focus and provide wisdom through their own experience and stories, I think is incredibly valuable to have that type of mentor or coach.
I agree. Because a lot of times people always say, well, you need to be surrounded by people that are 4 or 5 steps ahead of you. And that's fine, well and dandy, but also having people on the same plane also helps as well with the community. Because sometimes we tend to be in our head, And it's like, if everybody around us is 4 or 5 steps, we're always, you know, chasing after the level that they're on, you know what I'm saying? So that's good as well.
Yeah.
So how important is your mental health and self-care for your journey? What do you do on a daily to keep that in check?
It is very important, because I feel like when I've neglected that, or just like, this week I'm just gonna send out all of the messages to all of the leads, or really hustle, 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 it'll take me another week to recover from that. Mm-hmm. And so part of my mental health care has also been learning a lot about what I need when it comes to time management. So if I'm teaching a leadership training all day one day, now I know that next morning I need to block off, because I can't have, you know, another proposal due, or like 3 really important client calls, or 6 networking calls scheduled that day. Because if I keep doing that, I'm gonna get really drained. I think a little piece is going for walks, especially in the morning to start the day. I also think, because I'm working in my home and I need separation of, okay, now I'm done. So it took me a few months to learn, closing the office door is really powerful, because then after dinner, I will creep back in and get my laptop. And so to have that quality time with my partner to recharge. So it's everything from time management to walks in the neighborhood to figuring out how to click into work mode and click out of it, even if it's today I'm clicking in at this time, but tomorrow it's going to be different. Right.
I like that.
So you're in consulting and coaching. What is a mentality or an attitude or a mindset that would be considered a non-negotiable for you?
I have to work with clients who are already people that care about values in the workplace and think organizational culture is important. I don't want to convince somebody, hey, this is why you should really care about aligning your actions with your values. I want to work with people who are already there and they want to know how. I think another sort of response to that that I actually got from my coach that I think has been very helpful is, who do you want to work with? People who are aspirational, or I think the word was maybe corrective. So for me, it's okay, if a client cares, hey, we need to improve our workplace culture and leadership, do I want to go into a place like Twitter right after Elon Musk took over and there are all the layoffs? And be like, it's okay, people, like, we will get through this. Like, no, I don't want to do the like healing of trauma. Like, that is, I am not built for that.
I love that.
With the smaller teams and growing organizations who have the aspirations of, this is where we want to be, not, we realize something wrong happened and we need a course correct. So for me, it's also that kind of mentality that I look for in clients.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Well, what is your one last final piece of advice for someone that is a new entrepreneur, somebody thinking about getting into entrepreneurship?
My biggest piece of advice is plugging into community. I think there are so many meetups, email listservs, like LinkedIn groups, I'm sure on other social media platforms, and just learning from folks, having that solidarity and support, connecting with fellow entrepreneurs. So you can learn as you're getting ready to start your entrepreneurship journey. So you can find somebody who's in the same stage as you or a couple stages ahead, just connecting to the ecosystem, because you don't have to do it alone. I think that's my biggest piece of advice. Like, don't try to take on the world by yourself. There are so many of us here who would love to connect with and support and like cheer you on. And so getting connected to that community.
I agree. And the one thing that plays into that, you mentioned having jealousy and competition with other entrepreneurs. Don't get discouraged by that, because I know I did, but eventually you will find your people.
Yes.
You know, you may go through that, but eventually you will find your people. So it can happen. It can happen. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Tell our listeners how they can catch up with you if they're looking for some coaching or even just to follow you on social media.
For sure. My website is fireheartcoaching.com, fireheartcoaching.com. And LinkedIn is the one social media platform I'm on. And you can find me by searching for my name, which is Brenda Boyle. B-O-Y-L-E, and I'm in Denver. So if you search for Brenda Boyle in Denver, you'll find me as the Values and Culture Lady. And you'll see the Fireheart mentioned there.
Awesome, awesome. I love it. Well, thank you, thank you, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Likewise, Dean Castor, so appreciated and enjoyed this conversation. And thank you, you know, in the spirit of community, for creating this space for folks like us to connect.
In today's economy, many are sitting with heavy questions about their careers, finances, and work-life balance. Maybe you're wondering if working two jobs is worth your valuable time and energy, or how to be more available to yourself and your family, or if now is the right time to make that career transition, career advancement, or jump into entrepreneurship. Hi, my name is Tara Hayslip. I'm the CEO of Grounded Energy 111, international best-selling author and spiritual career mentor. I help entrepreneur women and corporate career women create soul-aligned careers around their lifestyles. If you are or have been feeling like you want to do more with your career by making that change, advancement, or start your own business, I invite you to my free monthly workshop, the Be a Boss Workshop, where you'll meet other women going through similar career transitions and experience an interactive group coaching workshop. For more information, follow me on Instagram at grounded_energy111, join the Grounded community through my link tree and my Instagram bio, check things out on my website at www.groundedenergy111.com, or email me at tara@groundedenergy111.com, and I look forward to connecting with you soon.
Thank you for listening to our show today. If there was any part that you liked, please feel free to drop us a voice message. Next week, we'll be talking to Trang Nova, a life, mindset, and business coach that teaches women how to pivot out of their current career and create a financially free life doing whatever they want to do. Also, please do not forget to like, subscribe, and share on all of our social media platforms. Until next time, peace.